Blackstone Publishing and Skyboat Media present The Terrorizers by Donald Hamilton. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. 1. They fished me out of Heckett Strait off the coast of British Columbia early on a fall morning in a heavy fog. Fortunately, the ship was proceeding dead slow, with a lookout at the bow who heard the plane come down. Even so, a lone man in a life jacket is a small target at sea, and they could easily have missed me, in which case I'd have died of exposure in short order. I hadn't had far to go. The ship was the Island Prince, a small elderly freighter of Scandinavian origin, which nowadays makes a weekly circuit from Vancouver, B.C., up the coast to the port of Prince Rupert, out to the Charlotte Islands and back down to Vancouver. In case your geography is shaky, that's not too far north of Seattle Wash. I acquired all this information afterwards, of course. At the time, I wasn't really switched on and recording, if you know what I mean. The Prince conveyed me to her next stop in the islands. There, a helicopter, alerted by radio, was waiting to fly me across the strait to the Prince Rupert Regional Hospital, which, serving a wide wilderness area, has a chopper pad next to the front door for just such emergencies as mine. Well, maybe not quite like mine. Not that chartered bush planes don't crash occasionally, and I'm sure it's happened before that only the passengers survived. For the survivor to have taken a bat crack on the head during the proceedings is, I suspect, not unheard of. I have no doubt there have also been instances, maybe even in the hospital to which I'd been brought, in which the half-frozen, headachy survivor couldn't at first remember a hell of a lot about what had happened to him, but in most of those cases, I'm reasonably sure the guy soon remembered who he was. "Paul, darling!" That was Kitty, bursting into my hospital room without knocking, as usual, carrying a newspaper and an armful of flowers. Well, she said she was Kitty. You couldn't prove it by me. Actually, her real name was Catherine Davidson, or so she'd told me after learning of my memory problem. She'd said I might as well use the nickname, since I always had. Now she dropped the paper on the bed, got a fresh grip on the flowers, and looked around the room in a baffled way. "Where the devil should I put this stuff?" She had the special intriguing Canuck accent that manages to sound British without putting you in mind of either an arf and arf London Cockney or an I say old chap limey aristocrat, but I wouldn't have wanted to try to explain how I acquired the background for this linguistic comparison. In some respects, the mental computer seemed quite cooperative. It simply balked at handing out data on one subject, me. "You might try the bedpan," I said.
"Gratitude," she said. "That's what a..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?